Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenback tumble.
Wow, I think I overdid it. Yeah, I did. John, I can't help it. It's Norm Shealy's fault. It's all Norm Shealy's fault. Oh, jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. John Reagan's with us. This is USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call us, I've got the call screen up. And 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That's the call-in line. Now, if you'd like to listen, we can help you with that. 24 hours a day, there's a listen line. You can call on your phone and listen to USA Prepares 24/7. 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. And we have so many listeners, literally, that there's another listen line, and that's 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. Trevor's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, doing a great job. By the way, we just made it. Trevor said to me, we were chatting just before the broadcast started, and he said, it's about time. We had like just seconds. That was the closest we've ever cut it, Trevor. So John Reagan's with us. Hey, Johnny, I wanted to tell you, I was on the tractor. I was on this antique tractor. I just love it. It's a Ford 3000 built around 1974. And so I was just doing some tractor therapy with the chain harrow, spreading the manure that the cows left on one of the small fields. And I looked at the trees, and I got a chance to get close to them. The trees are dying. And these are hardwood trees that the bark looks really sick. And, when trees are healthy, the limbs reach toward the sky. Well, these limbs are reaching toward the ground. These are trees that are, 40, 50, 60 years old plus. Those are the ones that are dying. Young trees are okay. It's the older trees that are dying. So I was pulling this spreader that had 6,000 pounds of fertilizer in it with another tractor, a bigger tractor, in some of the other fields. And I fertilized about 5 or 6 fields over the weekend with 6,000 pounds of fertilizer. And I got a chance to get up close, going slowly near trees in other fields that we have. Same thing. The older trees are dying. The limbs are falling down. They look really, really sick. There is more wood that has fallen down on our farm than we could possibly burn to heat our house. Way more. And it's horrible to watch this. At the same time, the grass is growing like crazy. And I believe that it's because of all the rain and moisture and the, we have cloudy days. There's some sun, but mostly cloudy. I guess that would be the forecast from now on, mostly cloudy. Mostly overcast. And so we have some sunlight, but not enough to burn the moisture out of the ground. And I think that's why the plants, the grass plants, are doing so well. John, are you seeing something like that in Texas?
No, and I think the difference is we're not seeing as many chemtrails here.
Okay, so your skies are brighter?
Yeah, most of the time. It's been overcast quite a bit this past weekend on some very serious storms as well. When we took out of here Friday, it was a little bit of rain, but they had over 50,000 people without power Friday evening just from those storms. And then last night, there was a number of tornadoes in North Texas, at least five, possibly as many as a dozen. They're still working on sorting that out. So it's been a rough weekend weather-wise. But normally, when I look out here, it's rare that I see chemtrails. Mostly I look up and see normal sky.
Okay. Well, I'm very concerned about the trees, and it's not normal. It is absolutely not normal to see 40-year-old trees just dying, and it's not because of the drought. We don't have a drought here yet. I mean, we have in the past, but right now there's no sign of a drought. The ground is moist, and there's plenty of moisture for the trees to uptake. So it's not that. It's the chemicals, the air pollution that's just killing these trees. And I think it's kind of like the seniors among us are having a tough time. I'm talking about humans are having a tough time. And the trees that are seniors are having a tough time. You know, the young ones are doing okay for now. And that's, that's because they're not seniors yet. So I just wanted to share that. I wanted to talk about something else, John. You know, I put a battery in one of our lawnmowers, and this lawnmower is an antique. I believe it's a 1962. It could be a 1964, but it's 1960, right around 1962, plus or minus a couple of years. Well, it's a Cub Cadet, and back then Cub Cadet, they were yellow, and made by International Harvester. You know, the truck company, the farm equipment company, they made fabulous, fabulous equipment. Well, this lawnmower, or this riding lawnmower, if you will, has about a 42-inch mower, three blades, brilliantly engineered. The mower deck is made out of cast aluminum, so it won't rust. 53 years old, and it's still going strong. It has the original tires, the original front tires, the original back tires, the original seat. It's all original except for I've replaced the engine, maybe a decade ago, maybe a little longer. It's a 10-horsepower single-cylinder Kohler USA-manufactured engine. The whole machine is made in the United States. I've put multiple batteries in it over the years, and it uses those universal lawnmower-type tractor batteries, small ones. Other than air cleaners, oil changes, spark plugs, that's it. That's all that this tractor's ever had, except for, replacing the engine. Because we wore it out. After maybe 40 years. And I happened to be at the Chinese factory outlet, and they had the battery that I needed. And so we went to Marshfield, because we don't go to Lebanon anymore. We are boycotting Lebanon, Missouri. So I went to Marshfield. They had this particular battery, and it was on sale. Or actually, they were closing them out at $20, $19 and change. So I bought the battery, and I decided to look at the lawnmowers that they had for sale. Nothing like the quality of the 1960s. Nothing like it. Everything's thinner. The paint is better. Paint looks great. But underneath that paint, the decks are flimsy. The Chinese have made the engines for these tractors, except for the Briggs & Stratton. It was a Briggs & Stratton engine. But you know what? The Chinese engines have overhead valves, more efficient design, theoretically. Briggs & Stratton engines, valve in block, less efficient. I can't believe it. How's this happen? We can't keep up. What's going on? Anyway, the quality of the deck, the quality of the wheels is just not there on these push mowers. Not as good as it was back in the 1960s. So we're falling down. And I'm trying to figure out how a Cub Cadet made by MTD now, is bought by MTD, the Murray Company. You know, you see Murray Lawnmowers. Same organization. I'm trying to figure out how one of their new Cub Cadets would last 53 years and keep going. I think this tractor has another 53 years in it. I really do. It'll probably need new tires by the next 53 years, but the rest of it is really going strong. John, what do you think?
I think you might be lucky if your replacement parts last 6 months.
You hit a button. I was on the internet last night. I thought, you know what? I need to change the hydraulic fluid in one of our tractors. It's a John Deere Model 2950. This thing was built around 1985. It's a big tractor. And it weighs around 12,000 pounds with the front end loader on it. So I want to change the oil, and it takes 15 gallons. 15 gallons of oil. Yeah, hydraulic fluid. And I thought, you know, I've got a shop manual for it, but I wonder if I go to eBay and I'll find a shop manual. It's more complete than the one I have. $180 for a paperback shop manual for this tractor. That's nuts. This is not, you know, a bound book. Do you remember there used to be called a book called Motors Repair Manual? And it was like a shop manual for, it had Ford, and Chevrolet, and Chrysler, and it had Plymouth, had all these brands in it, in one book. It was kind of like as thick as a Bible, except it was, 8.5 by 11. It was a large, thick, probably 500 pages or more. And you could buy it for $11. Here we're looking at just, and that had all kinds of vehicles in it. All kinds of years, makes, models. If you had Motors Repair Manual, you could probably fix whatever it was that you needed to fix on whatever vehicle you needed to fix, as long as it was an American vehicle. For $11. Now, just one shop manual in paperback for a tractor is $180. Now, you can save a lot of money. You can get that shop manual on a CD for about $80. Save $100. Can you imagine that? How does this happen? Now, I like John Deere tractors. I just don't like the company. I don't like their attitude toward the customers. John Reagan, I'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. He's with us every Monday. And the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, I'm at the news tab. Where shall we start?
Well, I'm going to cover a couple of things that's not on the tab. It's been an interesting few days. Of course, Thursday was on the air with you, and that was the 29th anniversary of my 29th birthday. It only comes around once. And then...
you're just a youngster in my book.
And then Thursday and Friday was the 40th anniversary of our high school class, which was the last graduating class of Beaumont High. And in addition to our reunion, we hosted for the entire 70s decade. So we got the people that were the underclassmen that last year, as well as the people that graduated earlier in the 70s. And it was... it was nice to see everyone, and we really did have a pretty good school there. So Becky and I went down Friday, and we decided to go through Houston, especially since the check-in time at the hotel is 3 p.m., so we needed to kill a little bit of time getting down there. And we hadn't been to Houston in a while, so driving through there, surprised at all the new things that weren't there last time. And we go across Interstate 10 to Beaumont and get there and start seeing all the things that are no longer there that from the last time we were there. And I think in Texas we've got an unusual economy. One, it's done fairly well because of oil over the past few years. And, of course, Texas is now suffering because of the drop in oil prices. And that's with large economies like this, it takes time for that to for that pain to really filter down. And I expect to see more of that as the months go along. And the big cities have also been beneficiaries of the bad economies in other states, along with the bad politics of other states. There's been a number of corporations that have relocated to Texas because of the business climate, and that's helped, you know, boost the income here and also drive up housing prices. But Texas is only going to be an island for so long before, you know, that high water reaches us. And it was kind of sad to see what's happened to Beaumont. When I was growing up there, we had, I think, 121,000, 122,000 people. We were the 10th largest city in Texas, one of the top 100 markets in the nation. Now we're not even close to being the 10th largest in Texas. The population is 118,000. So for the last 40 years, the growth rate's been negative. And a lot of things just aren't there anymore. And so much of the new construction that we saw there was either government buildings, you know, schools, or the medical buildings, new hospitals, and the associated clinics and everything else. But very little of the private sector, you know, unless it was a big, you know, corporate type store, was there. Either we'd see a lot of the small strip centers where you're anchored with the convenience store and gas station, and you've got, you know, the nails and, you know, various mom and pop stores, but and especially traveling through other towns in East Texas, we see where a lot of mom and pop stores don't even exist anymore. So it was a bit bittersweet, and we also took a trip down the street where I grew up on for the first 9 years, and the street's only about three-quarters of a mile long. And in that trip, we saw three houses that were in such, you know, they were like Detroit condition. You know, you couldn't even fix them. You'd need to take them down to the foundation. And I'll tell you the rest of the conditions when we get back from the break.
Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Eat it tonight, Jimmy's Egg. And we're going to be talking about the Blue Plague, men in black dresses. And we might even show a movie, Walmart, the high cost of low price. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. And, John, you were telling us about what you saw in Texas, the changes. And some of them are not very pleasant.
Yeah, you know, like I said, going down the street where I lived, we had three houses that, you know, no choice but to tear those down. I'm not really sure what happened. It could have been they got damaged when Rita went through Beaumont 10 years ago and nobody was around or had the ability to repair them after that damage. On the other end of the scale, we noticed about three houses on the street that were in fantastic condition, really well kept, and they looked so out of place. There were probably about a half dozen vacant lots that had been vacant so long that they look just like ordinary lawns. And there are probably another, you know, four or five houses that were in severe need of upkeep. And this was a nice neighborhood, you know, 40 and 50 years ago. Not, you know, not the rich, but as far as a middle class neighborhood, it's what you would expect in normal America.
I drove through Hartville, Missouri. There's a bank there we've been going to for years, ever since we moved here. And, you know, I've been seeing the decline of Hartville, and I tried to ring the alarm and let the county administration know that the Second Great Depression was on its way. And we'd be serious, and we'd see inflation, we would see shortages, we would see companies needing financial assistance from the government. We were going to see all this. And they, you know, kind of laughed at me. Well, so I went to the bank within the last few days and saw one of the ladies I see all the time. Actually, you know, same team is there. It's been there for the last 10 years. And the bank was serving fish. So if you went to the bank, they would serve you lunch, fried fish. They always have popcorn cooking. They always have coffee. So free coffee, free popcorn. Once in a while, they serve lunch. Nothing's working. Well, Hartville is the county seat of Wright County, Missouri. There's one gas station. And there used to be two. There's one. There's one restaurant. There used to be two. The auto parts store is gone. Half the buildings are empty. There's a school there. Now, the school is right there. In the center of town. So you have the county government buildings. You have United States Postal Services there. You have a bank there. And half the town's empty. So that's the center of commerce for, you know, the area. And it's dying. And I said to the lady behind the counter at the bank, so who killed Hartville? And she kind of looked at me and, like, I surprised her with that question. I guess she saw the decline in business, but she didn't, you know, she didn't think about it in those terms. Who killed the town of Hartville? And I believe it has a lot to do with the economy. I also believe it has a lot to do with that cop, that rent a cop that they had at the bottom of the hill. So when you're traveling down the road into Hartville, coming down this steep hill, that if you do 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, you're going to get a ticket. That feeling has to do with him sniping. And the economy. And it's happening all over rural America. And if you look, here's something that I noticed, a lack of attention to detail. And if you look at businesses, oh, great businesses, like in the 1980s, Tom Peters did a review of, you know, what makes great businesses great. And at the time, Disney was considered a great business. At the time, McDonald's was considered a great business. IBM was considered a great business. They took care of their customers, all three of those companies, at that time. Well, attention to detail. The custodians who walked the park at Disney would have these brooms on a stick, a small stick, and they would have these dustpans on a stick. And if they saw a cigarette butt on the ground, they'd sweep it up immediately. Little wrappers, candy wrappers, whatever they saw that was out of place, they would take care of it immediately. And the plan was to take care of it so that you didn't see it. Now, maybe you didn't say, wow, this place is immaculate, but it was. It's because of attention to detail. There was no peeling paint. Everything was maintained like 24/7. So you go to Hartville, Missouri, and you see a railing, and it looks like it's homemade. And you look at paint, and it's mismatched. And you look at the colors, and they're ridiculous colors. And you look at the lawn that's not cut in front of some of the buildings. And you look at the roofs that are falling apart. And the lines are not straight. They're sagging on buildings. and you look at the unwashed windows, and you look at the junk piled up inside store windows, because for the last 7 years, no one decided to move it, and it looks like abandoned buildings with junk inside. That's the center of Hartsville, Missouri. And no one seems to be paying attention. And it's happening all across America. We're not paying attention. We're not paying attention to the trash. You know, I said to this gal behind the counter at the bank, you know, who killed Hartsville? She said, people don't care. And I've been thinking about that for days, riding around the track, exactly her words, people don't care anymore. And I was trying to figure out what she meant by that. I think she means that people have lost a sense of pride. They don't seem to be concerned with their lawn being out of place from their neighbors. It used to be that in neighborhoods, you didn't want your lawn to be in worse shape than anybody else's. You wanted to be up there with the top. You wanted to keep up with the Joneses. You wanted to have your house painted, the shrubs trimmed, the flowers planted, the lawn cut. You didn't want trash lying around. That was then. That was the 1960s. And we've been in decline ever since. And now it's really rapid. Now, you know, even on our dirt road, we have very few people come. But why is it? Why is it that we find cans and bottles now? Why? More and more. It's not like it's a dump. It's not that, don't get me wrong. But why should I have to patrol a mile of frontage for the farm and pick up the cans and the wrappers that people throw out in the bags? Why should I have to do that? How do they get there? I guess it's because we don't care.
You know, speaking of banks, I think I found a bank for you. Unfortunately, it's not in your neighborhood.
I saw that. I saw that. My bank has a, not my bank, the bank which I patronize, has a sign that says, Vinny, keep your gun in your car or truck. Really? Tell us about it.
Well, we're now back on the website. First link I have in the financial section. I've got titled A Bank for Vincent, and this is a a bank in Chapel Hill, Texas, and it's got a sign posted, you know, notice, lawful concealed carry permitted on these premises. They welcome people with guns there, and since they've done that, they've not had an armed robbery since.
Well, I was going to suggest that would be the case. That, and you know, if other businesses felt the same way, there would be fewer armed robberies, because people would say, I don't know. I don't know if that guy next to me is armed or not. And you know what? It's probably not worth getting shot. They know that the cops are, you know, not there. They know that. And they know that it takes a long time for the police to get there. And the police will probably shoot whoever calls them anyway, instead of, you know, the perpetrators. But if you have we the people armed, that's a real problem for the bad guys, the real bad guys. And by the way, I wonder if that's why they don't allow guns in government buildings. Think about that. Think about that. They don't allow guns in government buildings. I guess they think that the government employees will get shot. Because who the heck wants to go to a government building anyway? Nobody I know wants to go there. You are ordered to go there at the muzzle of their guns, right? And they want to make sure that they're the only ones that have the guns.
An interesting bit of trivia on this bank. It was the only bank in the United States that didn't close during the FDR bank holiday.
The only one that didn't close.
Right. So it's rather unique.
I need to go visit that bank. I think, let me see. I'd like to call, and it's a small bank, John. It's not a big bank. Right? Am I confused?
Nope.
It says Chapel Hill Bank, capital, $45,000 in gold, established 1907.
And they say that gold's valued at over $2 million now.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can call the CEO or the president. I used to be the president of the bank. And it looks. I'll tell you what this little town looks like. It looks like a cleaned up version of Hartville, Missouri. That's what it looks like. The town that I've been describing. Yeah, on the inside it looks the same. And it says, lawful concealed carry permitted on these premises. Management recognizes the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution as an inalienable right of all citizens. We therefore support and encourage the carrying of licensed concealed weapons. Pretty soon, if they follow Missouri's lead, it will just say, we therefore support and encourage the carrying of concealed weapons. Forget the word licensed. Because in Missouri, we have an amendment that says we have an unalienable right to be armed. John Reagan, I'll be right back. John, what's coming up next?
We'll see if we can finish off the financial section.
Okay. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, John Reagan. And I will be right back. Meet up tonight, Jimmy's Egg, The Blue Plague, Men in Black Dresses. And I'd like to show a movie, The High Cost of Low Price, the destruction of the United States of America by Walmart and the Clintons and their ilk. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs. I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11, and I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, and we're at the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com. John, please continue.
Well, covering financial news, Obamacare costs are rising, but at the same time, the ability to pay falls. And the report says that the ability to pay for select medical procedures fell by more than 11% last year. We have 52% of Americans that think that the economy is good. And,
John, how is that, John? How is that possible?
They don't listen to us.
52% of Americans think the economy is good. Wow. I wonder if they've been to the stores. You know, I wonder if they tried to buy a hydraulic filter for a tractor. It's now $30. Used to be like $10. Now it's $30. I wonder if they've tried to buy any repair parts. I wonder if they've noticed that that companies are now claiming that you can't fix, can't do it yourself repairs on tractors because you're violating copyright laws, because the companies that manufacture the equipment claim they have a copyright to the software that runs the computer that's in your tractor. So you think you buy a tractor, but yeah, well, you do, except for, you know, the operating system that runs the engine, the hydraulics, and everything else. You don't own that. You just own everything but the operating system.
Yeah, well, we'll
and
get
if you
to
try
that
to fix
hour.
It yourself. Oh, okay, great, great. Well, I'm just getting warmed up. All right.
And McDonald's continues to come out with bad news. In the U.S., fell 2.6% year over year, and total global 2.3%, and probably even worse than that, total revenue sank 11%. And then the last article, they've announced they're closing hundreds of stores this year. It's closed 350 and says we'll close another 350 and could even get to be more than that.
They have 36,000 outlets in over 100 countries, right?
Right.
And they're closing over 100, is it?
Over three. Well, it'll be total of about 700.
700. 700 stores. And the staggering thing to me about all this, John, was that the total revenue sank 11%. So if we have inflation, and whatever inflation really is, let's say it's 10%, and the revenue sank 11%, that'd be like a 21% hit. Is that correct, or is my logic wrong?
That's right. And even just the 11% drop, that is devastating for any company. You just don't have that type of margin and the ability to make up the loss in income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how long do you think they could sustain an 11% drop? Do you think they could do it for 3 years in a row?
Well, that's one of the advantages to being a big company is you've got some deep pockets and some creditworthiness. For a mom-and-pop store, it's a different story.
Yeah, sell more shares. McDonald's can sell more shares, maybe.
Now, their franchisees don't have as much flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And from what I've read, McDonald's franchisees are looking for some kind of guidance from corporate headquarters. They want a menu change. They want, just give it to us. Whatever it is, give it to us. Because they're desperate. That's what I've been reading. Are you reading the same?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there you go. Captain John Reagan's with us. Hour number two coming up. And I guess we're going to learn about software.
Yeah, we're going to get the spy tech and control coming up.
Oh, boy. That's what we need. More control. More control. Meet up tonight, Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 o'clock, Springfield, Missouri, on Battlefield. We take over Jimmy's Egg, the restaurant. We have dinner and seminars, and it's all free. Tonight, I'll be there. We'll be right back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.